This is Dakota Datebook for July 9th. On this date, in 1969, as many North Dakotans were sound asleep, a severe storm ripped through Ramsey County. Approximately 6 miles wide and 9 miles long, the storm's path of damage started in the Webster area and moved southeast. Hailstones the size of hen's eggs ripped through farms with damage to buildings, equipment, and crops. George Demier's crop was a total loss, and the windows of his house were smashed, causing the family to flee their home in the middle of the night. Other farmers, including Henry Rutten, Anna Keller, and R.C. Hansen, reported varying amounts of crop losses and heavy damage. Folks got to work cleaning up the next morning, and crop adjusters arrived to survey the damage. As the storm raged, Walhalla, Drayton, and parts of Grand Forks County were also affected. With the storm hitting at the height of the growing season, the North Dakota Employment Service raised the alarm on how the rain was delaying farm work. While there were plenty of workers available, storms and rain kept delaying progress. Despite the rain and hail, crops were still doing well in many locations. County agent Wayne Owens reported that the rain had replenished topsoil moisture and only slightly slowed haying operations. Ramsey County crops had heavy stands and good coloring. In the Red River Valley, excessive rain caused flooding, but some farmers found the rain a boon for their small grain crops. Summers in North Dakota always bring wind and rainstorms that can create havoc, and this was just one of the many storms that hit in 1969, including a tornado in Medina. Luckily, with the help of crop adjusters, George Demier and others were able to get support and recoup the losses. Today's Dakota Datebook, written by Ashley Thronson. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.